This is an extract from a long poem that I've been writing for the last year. It's now reached about 140 pages with plenty more notes to follow. And it's a kind of autobiography. It's really about a poet's relationship to the anima, to put it rather grandly or pompously or something like that. I've just published a section of it as a small book, a taster of the final one. The little section is called Two Marriages, and this is the section about one of the marriages, the Greek one. We would rise and make love out of the sea. The sea's blue and its spray fell from us, my second Greek wife and I. Imagine a heat where nothing moves. Though day and light must have increased and declined, yet I did not perceive it, nor see change of life, nor shadow on the herbage, nor clouds, nor colour beyond the blue, much blue, and varied gold and white, nor sound beyond the even murmurs, that therefore was no sound of insects in far trees beyond the sand. And out of the silence, from time to time, a lunge of the sea lifting, weary perhaps, anyway gentle, feminine I would say, strong, graceful, with a rhythmic mounting, then a falling back that Yeats might turn a shudder in the loins, and we two making love. I'll not describe that. Who can? Only before and after are we aware. Metaphors will have to do. The sea. Those images I have described. The sea still heard from behind our rock in perfect rhythm for us. Its sigh and fall, but endless. Heard after we had tired, no, not tired, but emptied, shared exhaustion's bliss, and slept in one another's sandy arms. Wake with eyes turned from the truth of light, kiss salt from off her lit hips. Naked on this beach she's divested of her bird-bright elegance from Harrod or Bieber, Paris or London, but not her beauty. These images I retain today, her pearl skin and long Minoan waist that I'd only seen in Cretan sculptures, pale stone like her flesh, unreddening, smooth, delightful to trace one's fingers on, and one's lips, if museums would let one do it. After love she's detached, yet not detached really, consummated, with an inner stillness. Men are thought to be so too. But I was never any less aware nor desiring of her. Truthfully, she was more aware of me than before, just not looking. I wanted it to last forever, and little, if I'm honest, did I feel more than that, not consciously. Of course, I did take in her beauty, that again, carrying towels and her beach bag by the shore of that thrilling leap of the sea, the pale foam sprinkled, then all dying away, strolling long-legged for a beer, for Somi and Octopodia, under a cane-roofed, light-dappled taverna, where the northern tourists have arrived, for this is early 1974, basted with sun oil for the roasting. Though the quality of a moment at the time has sometimes escaped me, yet I knew that this was happiness at age 39, more than I dreamed of at 20. Did I deserve such happiness of being given to like this and loved like this? At that time I assumed it. Now I think I didn't. There seemed no place I'd stop in pursuit of feelings. But what you know is, you're a different person, one that you hadn't guessed you were, one may be better or worse, but clearly there are as many selves to be as there are loves. Stroll home through the hot streets. Sometimes I felt there was little left of Greece but the ferocious sun, skyburn, raiding us from the skinned sky, unabsorbed by miles of seaside concrete, hot, windless, trapping petrol fume. The Parthenon atop its hill like a block of dried salt crumbling. I thought, there are beehives up on that hillside, not hidden, just tucked away to catch the earliest sun and hold it, before it scorches, when the thyme is in flower, covered by trembling wings. And many other English blooms, in April, the month that finds it still too cool to get quite out of bed, that goes half-dressed, saying, don't fuss, I'm getting there, out of every bird's throat, in Greece the nightingales, and out of magnolia flowers, such tarts in pink spread-eagled against the wall. To share it, I used to sit with those bees, when it was like my perfect English summer, and I'd be flown home by that thought, to the deep moments of my boyhood. Yet summer had to come, blue day upon blue day, mounted on a bleached land rough with thorns, when memory of their calming hum soothed me in the river of car fume that wavered in a simmering heat. We reached the flat where she changes after a shower, maybe a dress I'd bought for her. She's beautiful, and I know how many times already I've said that. And just as beautiful when she patiently loathes and bathes her parents following their siesta. Her passion for the passions of attachment, family, love and loyalty, was what she shared with Antigone, her sister darling. She, like her, would be immured in hell if love faith needed it. In this white room, scattered with the sea light's silver leaf dapple, little anchors me to myself, beyond clothes and books that are my own, and a desk before a window, looking on scented pines, the cones cracking like gunshots under Mount Hematos, its marble pink at sunset and aloof, paper, coffee cup, a glass of water, the text of Where Is to Play on the Green, my first novel, and a typewriter retrieved from store at the family supermarket. Then there's her kitchen skills, her cooking. Times when I valued our quiet bliss, self-contained, say peeling an orange. Sensuousness with food was almost strange to me, bunches of grapes held over the mouth, or one another's mouths, as in some pictured bacchanal. Exquisite, even today, like tomatoes in my fridge, exquisitely remembered, washed fruit in a bowl. What demon made me dissatisfied? I still do things, her way of peeling oranges. 30 years later, in Yorkshire, I am cleaning radishes. Sun on the house front and a CD playing. Leaving a curl of feathery leaf and all of the skin that is without blemish, I recall the immaculate grace with which this was done in Hammersmith and in those apartments near Athens. The scent of basil, chamomile, rosemary, and seeping through an unglazed jar, cool water with an earth smell fetched from Hematos. And her father, 80 years old, dancing, her mother of the same age, wringing her hands, yet pleased by his laughing. I made her laugh by mimicking Chaplin, swinging my cane along the beach road. What is poetry other than memory? I lay the radishes, memory's scarlet eggs hatching into their green phoenix feathers, into the nest of a white dish. In the same way she made beauty of each marital gesture and of domestic living a state of grace. It proved temporary as Harrod's Christmas lights, when thwarted, vengeful as the Furies, with the illogic of the great Earth Mother. I knew my marriage was finished when what I loved had to be met in secret, defended by my silence from her caring. The juntas and the post-juntas streets were too dangerous for me to walk alone, not knowing the language, and the countryside sizzled with vipers. Often one saw them smeared on roads. The roadside stalls were manned by cheats selling poisonous snacks, and Sunian's cliffs were too dangerous for me to go near. The sea, beyond an invisible shelf, plunged into deep water, where there roamed sharks brought in by the American fleet that they'd followed from the Atlantic for the garbage. Her father, who from Peloponnesus braved Ellis Island, returning to Greece to join an invading army, was captured by Turks, enslaved to work in a pasha's garden, presumed dead, and escaping to Athens, founded a supermarket, thought I was mad in my desire for the Greek countryside. There's nothing but old people there. The old man laughed as few others could laugh, with his whole body like a child. What shall I do? Stay in and watch TV? I stayed in with the TV, though staring out above the oven-hot pines, after doves in the early morning had cooed the song of my longing, in the bearable gold of early sun over traffic scream and whine, in the canyon where the earliest tanks had ground up Mezzoune Avenue to their barracks. Often I walked the streets. My appearance was that of what she'd lied to her family that I was, to show she'd made a good match. An English professor, a northern Protestant who had discovered the sun, D.H. Lawrence, in linen suit and a straw hat. Subtly, I was changed, but they did not see it, or if they did, pretended not to, and approved. There's design in the kindness of the rich. What is this comfort worth if I'm taken over? Better by far to sleep under hedges. I lapsed, and then they noticed my addiction to whiskey, brandy, even Samos wine. Its sweetness Byron praised, but I could not. If there was nothing else, as I worked